GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, a privilege to pick up the telephone and talk with our GHRT International Affairs expert, George Captain Jim Settley of UMaine School of Policy and International Affairs. Late night for him, but he's on the PDQ door telephone line to talk with us now. He's right on line three.
My captain, good to talk to you this morning. The background is the top national security officials have been working for months on an agreement with Turkey to prevent the Turks from attacking the Kurds. The White House then said, had a phone call with the president of Turkey and announced he's suddenly going to reverse the policy and take American troops out. This got condemnation not only from the Democrats, who you might expect it, but from most of his Republican allies in Congress. Now, you're an expert in the Middle East. What did you see in this?
Well, I'd refrain from saying I'm an expert on the Middle East, but fairly well-read, spent some time there, as you gentlemen know, and always, as I know you know for sure, I have an opinion on this. Two things that came from that, George, two important real initial pieces. One is a continuation of foreign policy by Twitter. And so, we've got some friends and some former ambassadors on our board that we've spent time talking with and asking them how is this working with our delineation of the U.S. foreign policy. And if you're in State Department or in the Defense Department, to find out that your foreign policy comes out in the form of about 140, words, on any given night is just, it's impossible. It's impossible to keep up with. It's impossible to have any kind of, formulation of something that's consistent and makes sense. Even more important, though, the piece that's tough on this one is who in the world's going to trust us? We continue to see decisions of this ilk, of this magnitude, against our allies, or that put our allies in a tough spot, and be straight up with this, the Kurds that we fought with in northern Syria and in Iraq, northeastern Iraq, they're the ones that defeated ISIS, with U.S. support. And to back away from them, to leave them just kind of unsupported within this 20-mile, 30-mile border proposed safety zone, like they said, or I'll reiterate, a stab in the back. And we've seen this time and time again, where we've backed away from allies, where we've backed away from people who we fought with. And in the future, who are we going to be able to look to as the United States as we go into some kind of military action? And there's military action in the future. I mean, who's going to trust us to make the right decision? So those are the two big points, I think. One is foreign policy by Twitter continues. And two, our allies are taking note. People that we fight with around the world are taking note. And we continue to just back away from those that we need the most in these conflicts. We're going to go into this world in future operations alone and unfortunately afraid. We just see that coming.
Captain, so many questions we could ask. The president saying that if Turkey acts inhumanely toward the Kurds, that there would be an economic price to pay. Did the president write a check that he can cash?
He could cash it. The question is, will he cash it? Now, he's already said this once before, back in December. In December, it was another foreign policy by Twitter, and that was, we're going to pull all the troops out of Syria. And at that time, he said, if the backpedaling starts, and that's what we're seeing right now is the backpedaling. We're seeing his advisors come out and try to put the best face on this decision that they possibly can. But back in December, he said, we're pulling the troops out. And that's what caused General Mattis to quit. And that's when Mad Dog Mattis stepped down and said, I just can't continue to support the president's foreign policy in the way that he sees fit. So he stepped aside because of that decision. Now, we backpedaled at that time, left our troops in Syria, and John Bolton and others were able to convince the president that that was a precipitous decision. So here we are again. Now, he didn't say we're going to pull the troops out of Syria. He said we're going to pull them away from the border, leaving those Kurds along the border to fend for themselves. And we're seeing backpedaling this morning. I think we're going to continue to see some backpedaling. But at the end of the day, we've already started pulling some of those troops away from the border, leaving them unsupported in the face of what's going to be a Turkish some kind of a movement in, whether it's a big military operation or something that's a little bit more nuanced, remains to be seen. So then the question is, will the president come forward with some kind of economic sanctions or economic? And I don't think he will. I don't think he has. He could if he wanted to, but I don't think that that's going to make a whole lot of sense from the advice he's going to get faced with the vacuum that could create for Russia. By the way, Putin's the one that's still smiling over there in the Kremlin watching this all unfold.
It's also very good news for the Islamic State. Now, look, they can mount a comeback if the Kurds are distracted or destroyed. But it's very good news for Iran. They want to turn Syria into a base to attack Israel. If what we fear happens, that would make it a lot easier, would it not?
Oh, absolutely. The two winners in this, I mean, if there's such a thing as a winner, I just mentioned Russia. We're starting to see Turkey lean towards Russia more. They bought the S-400 anti-air missile system when the U.S. refused to sell them Patriot missiles. And we threatened sanctions on them probably a year ago, though we didn't follow through with those sanctions. So Russia continues to fill the vacuum that we're going to create by doing this. Even more importantly, George, like you said, Iran is watching this, and they're the ones that tend to be the big winners. IS, by the way, ISIS, is not defeated. You know, the president used those words, defeated. There was a recent Department of Defense quarterly review on the Syrian situation, came out in August, that stated that ISIS is not defeated. It still is not like it used to be, but the potential is there for it to resurrect itself, and this may be a move towards that possibly happening. And of course, we've seen ISIS pop up in Libya and a couple of other places in Northern Africa. So this is something that bears watching. And some of the concerns from the Republicans and Democrats, but mostly Republicans is what we're hearing from, and stating that ISIS could come back and be a threat to U.S., not only U.S. forces in the region, but Americans globally. That's a genuine statement.
You mean School of Policy and International Affairs, Jim Settley, our guest here on GHRT. A couple of listeners pointing out that we wouldn't be, or their comments, Jim, we wouldn't be in this mess in Syria if President Obama hadn't sent us in there, and we can't stay and fight all of the wars for all of the other countries. You want to reflect on that?
I agree with both of those. And the thing I was going to say that comes to mind is Trump's not the first person, the first president to make mistakes here. And I mean, I'll go back to the red line that we talked about. It was at 5 years ago. And when we didn't draw the red line or didn't react to the red line back then, allowing the issues in Syria and IS to take the caliphate in the regional areas that it did. It might be a whole different, hopefully it would have been. We'll never know, Monday morning quarterbacking. And here's the tough part on this one. I know for listeners, I know it's tough for me too, is I'm tired of seeing U.S. Troops in the Middle East. And so I'm tired of seeing them in Afghanistan. I'm tired of seeing them in Syria and in Iraq. We all are. We should be tired. I don't want to see U.S. forces in Iran as we move forward to whatever that's going to turn into. So the question is, how do you reconcile being tired of U.S. forces being in the Middle East with abandoning those allies that have helped us defeat, you know, one of the worst terrorist organizations, if not the worst terrorist organization in the world? And that's a tough one. There's a way to do it, and I think we were working towards that. We were working towards a safe zone, the U.S. forces with the Turkish forces. But to precipitously just send out a Twitter saying we're pulling back and Turkey, you can have the 20 miles in Syria that we no longer want to even be a part of. I mean, it's how we do it and how this president does it. I think we're getting close to seeing troops come out of Syria. We're getting close to seeing troops come out of Afghanistan. But there's a way to do it in support of our allies and the people that we've been trying to support. This isn't it.
Well, let's set the stage here. And you have great experience because you were part of it all. Turkey remains part of NATO. But the president of Turkey is, I guess, an Islamist who has a long record of protecting terrorists, including Hamas. most of the argument that came yesterday was coming from conservatives here in this country. Lindsey Graham was lately has been lockstep with the president. Nikki Haley, former UN ambassador, Mitch McConnell, even all screaming against the president's decision. So what do we think of this politically? Why is the president making this move when the conservatives are dead set against it?
You know, that's a good question, George, and that was a tough to answer. I'm not sure there's a good answer for that one. You know, this phone call that the president had with President Erdogan, who has been moving closer to an Islamist agenda. He is an Islamist. Most of the country is Islamist, but it's been very secular. They've been very supportive of all religions and cultures being able to practice within the boundaries of Turkey. Having said that, there's been a change as he's tried to get to a more Islamist state. Now, he's got a long ways to go to resemble anything that looks like Saudi Arabia or one of the other Middle Eastern countries that we read so often about. This particular move came as a result of the phone call. Erdogan was upset that he did not have a sidebar with the president at the recent United Nations General Assembly. I think it was about a month ago. And so this phone call was a kind of a toss out to him. And this safe zone that they've been working on, Erdogan insisted on moving forward with. The president backed away. I think the president's also concerned about losing Turkey to a more Russian-focused impact. And so Putin reaches out to Turkey. Turkey is in a region where they do a lot of trade with Russia. And Russia has a pretty strong bearing on them. But as you pointed out, they are a NATO country. We expect them to support the U.S. and the U.S. to support them. They consider the Kurds a terrorist organization. I mean, it's a real conundrum, real dilemma. As we support this Kurdish group in the fight against IS, Turkey treats them as a terrorist organization, and Turkey and the U.S. are in NATO together. There's a fine line to walk here. Again, foreign policy by Twitter is not the way to do it. Throwing those things out to the world, and that's the first time that your Secretary of Defense finds out, or troops that are in the region find out. It's just absolutely incredible to see this continue to happen again and again. Politically, it's really a fine line that the State Department, Secretary Pompeo, and the President need to walk. Not quite sure where it's going to go from here.
Jim, since George Brokart's asking a political question, and with 30 seconds left, I'll ask you this. No one's talking impeachment this morning. They're all talking about the Middle East. Is this a smokescreen?
You know, what a great question. I don't think the president's smart enough to make this a smokescreen. I think he had a phone call that he said something that now they're backpedaling on. And we all know that by this afternoon, this will be yesterday's news, and it'll be back to the impeachment discussions. There is nothing that's going to take that off the front page, for including an incursion by Turkey into Syria, which is coming.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.